Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A car bomb exploded Tuesday near Somalia's presidential palace, killing more than 20 people. The car hit a wall of the SYL Hotel. It's a popular meeting spot for Somali government officials. A presidential security guard told VOA Somali on condition of anonymity that a speeding car had driven toward them, said they fired warning shots into the air and it did not stop. They said that they fired at the car before the attacker detonated his explosive-laden car. The head of the local ambulance service, meanwhile, says his service transported 22 dead bodies and 30 injured people. Among those injured in the blast were the Minister of Transportation, the State Minister for Defense, and several lawmakers, as well as two local radio journalists. You can read more details on this story at voanews.com. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry pressed Tuesday for more cooperation with India on security and trade. This is John Kerry.
When two democracies that are as large, as dynamic, as vibrant, as interdependent as ours get together, we can not only make a big difference for our citizens, but I believe we can make a difference in taking steps that have an impact, a positive impact on people in the rest of the world.
Mr. Kerry was speaking before chairing a strategic and commercial dialogue with his counterpart, Susma Siraj. Libya has shipped out the last of its chemical weapon stocks out of the country, according to officials Tuesday. It comes under a UN-backed plan to ensure that the arsenal could not fall into the wrong hands. This is VOA News.